The shadows stir where the sun dares not tread. Beneath the weight of centuries, forgotten horrors wait to be reborn. This is a tale of darkness creeping into light, of innocence lost, of an ancient hunger that knows no mercy. Listen well, for the night is long, and the spectre of Nosferatu is ever near. Wiesbourg slumbered in the gentle embrace of spring, its streets awash with golden sunlight and the lazy hum of a world at peace. The marketplace bustled, the river flowed, and in a modest home on the edge of town, Thomas Hutter prepared for a journey that would change his life forever. Ellen sat by the window, her dark eyes watching the sky with an expression of quiet melancholy. There was something in the air, something she could not name yet could not dismiss, a weight, a whisper just beyond hearing. "You seem troubled, my love," Thomas said, placing a warm hand upon hers. Ellen turned to him, forcing a small smile. "It's nothing, only a passing thought." But in her heart, she felt the shadow growing. The candle's flame flickered violently, as if disturbed by an unseen breath. Thomas lay awake, his body cold with a fear he did not yet understand. Beyond the heavy doors of his chamber, the castle sighed, its vast halls creaking, its shadows shifting. Then he heard it, a sound that did not belong to the living. The slow, deliberate scrape of something heavy moving across stone, the dragging of wood, a lid, being lifted. Thomas rose, his heart pounding. He crept toward the door, pressing his ear against the ancient wood. A silence stretched, long and unnatural. Then a whisper, dry as dust, curling through the air like a dying breath. And in the blackness beyond, something began to stir. Ellen did not move as the shadow passed over her. She felt it in the room before she saw it. A void where light should be, an absence of warmth and life. Then from the doorway, the figure emerged. Tall, gaunt, a grotesque distortion of humanity. Count Orlok. His elongated fingers twitched as he stepped forward, his eyes gleaming like dull embers beneath a brow of unnatural weight. His breath, if he breathed at all, came in dry rasps, like wind whispering through the bones of the dead. Ellen remained still, her hands gripping the sheet so tightly her knuckles turned white. She had invited this horror into her home. She had lured it, knowing what it would take from her. The creature loomed over her, the darkness deepening, its shadow stretching across the walls like a grasping hand. Then at last the Count leaned down, and Ellen closed her eyes.